Wednesday, we start the show with a conversation with Easy Ticket Mike. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Really well. Going to Hawaii next week.
Oh, that sounds good. Which island?
Maui.
Oh, that's great. I mean, this time of year, that's the place to be.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. A lot of good golf and a lot of tennis, and we're going to do the shows from Maui, too, thanks to Fox Sports Radio Network, because this trip is on them. Speaking of sports, in the NBA, and you even sent a note to me saying this, and it's so true, the only thing that there is to really talk about is teams that are frantically trying to get a bunch of John Hancocks, who are trying to sign up some players and then pick through the free agent market. But it does make it exciting in the sense that people who are fans of the NBA and you as a ticket broker, people start to talk about the possibilities of what could happen with their team, and I think they get excited, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some big names out there that different teams are jockeying for to try to boost up their roster. You know, Shaq, he was a thing. He's one that's building up Cleveland. So, yeah, what I see is there's a lot of teams out there that are, looking to bolster their roster and also give some credence to their fans that they're going to be in the thick of it this next year.
Absolutely, and make a run at it. There's no question about that. And, of course, we know this, the number one sport that everybody wants to talk about, and a lot of the political types that listen to our show are certainly into football, too. So training camps are that much closer, just a couple of weeks, hard to believe, and then the conversation will really swing into to football. It already has. Brett Favre is going to let everybody know whether or not he's coming back. He's trying to set a date for that. There's a lot of great storylines, and I would think that also helps. Do people start to order tickets early, Mike, when they go to your site? Start to talk about the NFL?
Yeah, I know I've got a lot of people, looking to get some good game seats or individual game seats that don't want to spring for season tickets, but there's a lot of games out there, a lot of people wanting to position themselves for Monday and Thursday night and then the Sunday games. But there's a lot of good games that I can't wait for the season to get here in earnest.
Yeah, boy, neither can I. And then we can really talk about it when you really have games going on. And college football, too. It's interesting. In college football, you have such big, in some cases with the big schools, you have such big facilities, such big stadiums. But sometimes with the alumni base, it's tough to get tickets, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these big schools like Texas, whenever they play down in Austin, it's a sellout for everything. I mean, it's just real tough. Oklahoma, they've got a big alumni that go to them. Nebraska, I mean, it's tough. USC, Notre Dame, I mean, the alumni, really back these big schools, and it's tough to get a seat. But we have the seats to a lot of these games and really good seats.
Yeah, so go to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, baseball, I mentioned already, we had the All-Star game last night. The American League won, so the home field advantage goes to the AL once again. Who's going to be there in the end? This is when it really, really gets hot. You and I have talked about the Dodgers a bunch. Boston, certainly, the Tigers, the Angels, and you love the Rangers, and the Rangers with a possibility, too, as well. You can't completely count them out. And this is when I think baseball fans, the mild baseball fans, not the true baseball fans, but the people who get excited because now it looks like their hometown team might make a run at it, I think they start to get pumped up for it, and it makes it interesting in the tail end of the season.
Yeah, that's true. About the only fans that are disappointed this time of the year are the ones in Washington.
Yeah, no kidding. The Nationals had a terrible season. And forget about it. There's just no way anything's happening with them. Absolutely no question. For people who aren't sports fans that are listening to us across the country and Kentucky, we have a lot of listeners in Kentucky and Illinois, and people listening to us always say this in the great state of Connecticut, etc., there are a lot of concerts that we've been mentioning, and they're still in full swing. And, in fact, it gets exciting in August and September, because still it's right before a lot of people go back to school, or they go back to school and they still go to the concerts if they're college kids, right?
Yeah, and there's, well, in the summertime, it seems like there's a lot of country western, you know, acts that are touring, but Paul McCartney's out. He's on tour right now. He's coming here into the Metroplex this next month. He's there. There's just a ton of groups and good tours out right now. We've got tickets to probably 80,000 different events, and pretty much anything that anybody wants to go to, we can get you tickets for.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. So, again, he just mentioned that, you know, the site to go to. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. So we move from talking about tickets and